The questions in the debate were posed by students from the government department at New Mexico State University. Martin Camacho asked a question about immigration policy. The first response came from Democrat Evelyn Madrid Earhart.
The 14th Amendment says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. Because of this, children of undocumented immigrants born in the U.S. are legal citizens of the U.S. What should happen to the parents of these children when they are caught by Immigration and Customs Enforcement? And if your answer is to deport them, what should be done with their children?
Ms. Madrid Earhart.
I would never deport these people. First of all, their children should never be separated from their parents. And some of these people have been here for many decades already. And because they have, they've helped build our country. You could see it all across the United States. Any of the cities starting in about 1982, we had so much growth in buildings and hotels and restaurants. And all of these folks have been helping to build our country. And I would never separate a family. Thank you.
A very different response from Congressman Steve Pierce. Pierce does not support allowing the parents of children born in the U.S. to receive immediate legal right to stay in the U.S. And in fact, Pierce says the United States should consider whether or not citizenship should be granted at birth.
The question of birthright citizenship is one where we're one of the last nations in the world to allow this, and we have to ask the long-term policy if it's sustainable. What I would probably favor is something where you go ahead and give the birthright to the child, but they can't exercise that right until they're of majority status, until they're on their own.
Whether seniors should be on their own was also a topic of discussion. Pierce voted for the Ryan budget, which includes a so-called voucher plan for Medicare. That plan would provide a limited amount of money to future seniors who could use the voucher to pay a premium for Medicare or a private insurance plan. But if the plan cost more than the vouchers, seniors would be responsible to pay the rest of the bill. Pierce didn't address that challenge in his answer.
The voucher plan that was put out by Mr. Ryan has got certain flaws to it, but what we've got to understand is that seniors would like to have choice. They'd like to have choice in their doctors, choice in their programs. Maybe his voucher plan is not the best one, but we must be giving seniors the choice. If they want to stay on Medicare, that's fine. They should have that choice. But others who would opt out also ought to have that choice.
Madrid Earhart says vouchers should not be on the table when it comes to Medicare.
I would never have voted for Paul Ryan's plan, and I would never support a voucher plan. Right now, when you ask most people who are on Medicare, they love the program. And if they do love the program and it's working, I think that we need to continue to use that plan.
Madrid Earhart also says the U.S. should consider a single-payer system like Medicare for all U.S. citizens. You can watch the entire debate tonight at 9 on KRWG Public Television. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.